It's interesting when we read this passage and we try to put the Gospels together. When it's written that the disciples that went to the tomb, they believed, I was wondering, they believed what, in fact? What did they believe? Because when we read the Gospel of Mark, we read that even when Mary went to say that the Lord is risen and he gave me this message to you, they disbelieved her. And then after, when the two disciples of Emmaus came, they didn't believe either. So when I read here in John and it's written, and they believed, I'm questioning myself, what did they believe in fact? Well, just before, Mary went to see them and she says, they took the Lord. They took his body. And probably out of what's going on here, they go, they see, and then, yeah, that's right, the body is not there anymore. I'm not saying this is what it means, but I think it means they just believed the fact that the Lord's body wasn't there anymore. They had no understanding yet of his resurrection. I might be wrong, but it's the thought I had in reading that. Very interesting. And so to speak, it was already a difficult moment for them. The Lord had been crucified. He is in the grave. But to add to the grief, then they hear on Sunday morning, the body is not there anymore. What's going on? Can you imagine what was going on in their mind at that moment? What's going on here about all these things? And we have indeed Mary grieving. Disciples go back home. Mary's grieving. And she really is looking for the Lord Jesus. She's looking for a dead body. You know, it's part of, is it bereavement, the word, when someone dies? And it's part of the process of, you know, going through all these emotions. Just having the Lord's body and taking care of his body would have been, I don't know if it would have been some relief. It would have been much more pain to take care of the one whom she loved, the one who cured her from 7 demons, the one who changed her life totally. She was attached to him because he did such great things for him. She loved him, a perfect person, always nice, always good, speaking the words of God, learning from him. Her heart was all together for Jesus, and he's dead now. But very interestingly, as it has been mentioned already, because she wanted so much the person of the Lord, she is also the very first person to whom the Lord reveals himself. Not to Peter, not to John that went in the tomb. No, not a brother. Not even the disciples on the road of Emmaus. They were only the second one. The very first person was the person who really wanted to see the Lord Jesus. She wanted to have him. And that's her first that the Lord goes to. It makes me think of a passage in Psalm 25, verse 14. It's written, the secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him. Now we can say that the riches of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ are with those that love him. The Lord Jesus says, and I'm careful with this application, to not cast the pearls to pigs, swine. It's nicer swine, I guess. No believer is a swine, okay? It's not what I intend to mean. But Christ gives the precious things concerning himself to those who seek him and love him. And Mary had this wonderful, amazing communication to give to the other disciple. She had first the secret of the Lord to communicate to others because her heart was for the Lord Jesus. So it's an encouragement for us. All of us, I think, we want to have a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus and not just go through the motion of Christian life, so to speak. We want to have our hearts attached to him. And as we do so, the Lord will not leave us weeping or, you know, seeking here and there for his person. No, when we want to see him and have his person, he comes and manifests himself to us, and he gives us his precious communication. May we be encouraged.